Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. If you've ever heard a song by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, or seen them in concert, or watched a video, you know that fella behind the keyboards, Benmont Tench. He's an essential part of that Heartbreakers sound. Listen to songs like Don't Do Me Like That or Refugee, for example. But you might not know that this gentlemanly, well-traveled pianist has been crafting his own songs, and now, for the first time in his 37-year career, he's releasing a solo album, with some help from his friends, like Tom Petty and Ringo Starr. More about that in a moment, but first, here's Benmont Tench at our piano with a song called Veronica Said.
Stared at the ring on her hand. She said nothing in life goes according to plan, for you cannot control what you can't understand, so you make what you can of the moment. Veronica shivered and paused for effect, pulled a windbreaker tight, lit a fresh cigarette. She said nothing turns out like you led to expect, so you take what you have and you hold it. And the wind's blowing cold on the waterfront tonight, and the winter's so close you can taste it. We got nothing but plenty of time on our hands, and so many ways we can waste it, waste it. Veronica straightened and looked at the sky, turned her back to the moon as it started to rise. She said, not every word in this world is a lie, those who cannot trust cannot be trusted. And the wind's blowing cold on the waterfront tonight, the winter's so close you can taste it. We got nothing but plenty of time on our hands, and so many ways we can waste it, waste it. Inconceivable blow, but wherever you are and wherever you go, there is one thing to say, there is one thing to know. So hold on to this tight and hold on to this close. It'll serve you and save you in high and high low, that whatever the depth to which you sink below, no true innocent can be corrupted. Blowing cold on the waterfront tonight, the winter's so close you can taste it. We got nothing but plenty of time on our hands, and so many ways we can waste it. And the wind's blowing cold on the waterfront tonight, and the winter's so close you can taste it. We got nothing but plenty of time on our hands, and so many ways
Ben Montench, live at our piano, and his song called Veronica Said, which is part of Benmont's new record called You Should Be So Lucky. It doesn't come out till February 18th, but we're getting a bit of a preview. Ben Montench, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. On the album, you play that song on guitar.
Yeah, on the album, it's on electric guitar.
When did you start playing guitar?
When I was about 10.
Uh-huh.
And I'm terrible at it. That one, for some reason, I played guitar on the record, it worked fine. But when I play it by myself on the guitar, it doesn't quite have the same thing. It's an entirely different character on the piano, but I thought, what
the heck? Did you write it on the guitar?
I wrote it on the guitar, yeah.
Mm, okay.
Absolutely.
I would have thought, you know, you're known as a keyboard player, piano, Hammond B3, et cetera. Steve Earle was here recently raving about your, you know, oh, man, Ben, he's the master of the Hammond B3.
He's on my payroll.
And you've been on some of his records.
Yeah, I got to play on one of them, yeah.
Yeah. So we know you as an ace keyboard player. I would have just thought that that's the instrument you go to when it's time to write a song.
I write a lot of them when I'm just walking down the street or driving in the car without an instrument anywhere nearby. And then when I get home, I have to figure out what to do. That one I wrote on the guitar, though.
Yeah. So you've been writing these songs now for how long? I mean, your career goes back almost 40 years.
I've been writing songs since I was a kid, and the oldest song on this record is probably from 78 or something like that. And the newest song on the record was written, you know, 2 weeks to 30 days before the record was recorded.
Wow.
So there's a wide, you know, wide range.
Do you hear the difference between, you know, the Ben Montench of 30 years ago and the one from last month?
I thought I would, but I don't really. I probably just haven't learned anything. But also, I had the luxury of, like, ditching the songs that weren't any good. And the funny thing about the song that I just played is I couldn't remember how it went after the first chorus, but I liked it. So about a month before we made the record, I wrote the last two-thirds of the song fresh. And there's nothing. Then I found a tape of the old way. It's nothing like the old way, and it's a lot better.
Huh.
But somehow it flowed together.
All right, so you did learn something then.
I don't know, because I was in the same space, but I did make it better.
The album's called You Should Be So Lucky, and Tom Petty appears on a track playing bass.
Yeah, because when I first played with him, he was the bass player.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Adams, Don Was, is on this record.
Yeah, Don's known as a producer, but he's one of the best bass players I can name.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite bass players,
flat out. And, you know, played that instrument and many others with his own band, Was Not Was,
yeah,
back in the day. Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. How did Ringo Starr end up playing Tamburino Magnifico? I think I've said that right.
Well, I mean, what else would you call it?
I don't know.
You know, it's
did you call Ringo in to specifically play tambourine?
No, we're friends. And originally I wanted him to play drums on the song that Tom played bass on. But we got our wires crossed as to what day I was cutting it, so he wasn't free. And we cut it with Jeremy playing drums, and Jeremy Stacy, who played the rest of the record
right.
as well. Jeremy's a great drummer, so I was thoroughly happy with what he did. But when I talked to Ringo, I was like, oh, well, heck, man, come on in. And there was something that wasn't working between the way the vocals went and the way the instruments went, and he put the tambourine on, and it just worked.
Let's hear it. The song is called Blonde Girl, Blue Dress. This is from the record. Tom Petty's on bass, Ringo Starr playing the Tamburino Magnifico.
Blonde girl in a blue dress. She's walking away from me. She's standing so still, but she's walking away. Green eyes on the blue day. Black birds in a field of white. Blonde girl in the blue dress, and she's walking away. Have
you ever come so close? Have you ever just touched down? Have you ever come so close that you could almost red sun in the dawn?
Benmont Tench from the album called You Should Be So Lucky. That's called Blonde Girl, Blue Dress, with Ringo Starr on tambourine, Tom Petty on bass, Gillian Welch and David Rawlings helping out with guitars and harmonies. And
yeah.
So it's a star-studded album. Now, you mentioned, Benmont, that when you first met Tom Petty, he was a bass player. How did you meet Tom Petty?
Well, I saw him around. He was one of this crowd of older kids that worked at a music store that I haunted from when I was about 11. And they were very sinister looking. They had longer hair, and turns out they were all in a band. And since they were about 3 years older than I was when I was 11, they were very, you know, like, that's a big age difference.
Yeah.
And then he, a friend of mine started helping them carry their equipment around. And a couple of years later, you know, I went to see them play, and they said, sit in some night. And I sat in, and I played with them whenever I was home from college, and eventually I quit college. My father was a judge, and I quit college, and I basically chicken quit college. I didn't tell my dad I wasn't going back because I knew there'd be hell to pay. And so time comes to go to college, and I just don't go and don't go. And eventually he and my mom got wise. And he was pretty mad. And Tom talked to him and said, look, I don't know what Tom said to him, but because my dad was a very wise man who was not going to be fooled by anybody. But Tom talked to him, and my dad didn't throw me out of the house. I always figured Tom talked to him to keep me from crashing on Tom's couch, you know?
So you guys have been together since the Mudcrutch days.
Yeah, Mudcrutch broke up for about 8 or 9 months, and then we put the Heartbreakers together with similar personnel.
Yeah. And the song we were just hearing, was that written back in those days?
No, that's not from nearly that long ago.
Okay. But some of these songs do go back that far.
They don't go back that far, okay. But they go back pretty far. But only a couple of them. You know, only a couple of them back that far.
The album's called You Should Be So Lucky, solo album by Benmont Tench. It is your, it's your first solo record,
yeah, I've
right?
never done this before.
Why now?
Because it was time to do something scary. And because Glenn Johns had said over the years, let's do a record. And I finally went, what the heck am I doing not taking him up on this offer?
Right. So you Glenn know. Johns, who produced Led Zeppelin and... I mean,
yeah, he engineered the first Zeppelin record, produced the first couple Eagles record, produced some Faces stuff, you know, engineered a ton of Rolling Stones, for the Beatles,
yeah,
good
yeah.
Lord. It goes on and on and on and on. I think he may have done You Really Got Me for the Kinks. He may have engineered that.
And his son, Ethan Johns, is all over this record.
Yeah,
himself a noted producer, but he plays like guitar for you mostly.
He plays guitar and a little bit of double drums, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's his main instrument, apparently. Most of his recording has been as a drummer.
I think everything is Ethan's main instrument. He's that good.
Yeah. So you have this legendary producer sort of barking at you over the years, let's get these songs out, and you have to be talked into it?
Well, he wasn't barking at me. He'd just gently say it every now and then, just quietly as an aside. And it's Glenn. He's my friend, but he's still Glenn, so it's kind of daunting. You know, this guy, he makes records, and the other side of the glass is the Rolling Stones.
Right.
So, and eventually, some of my other friends who were on the record, like Blake Mills, would say, hey, I really like these songs, because we'd just sit around and play songs for each other. So with that encouragement and realizing I'm not getting any younger, I thought, well, I think these songs deserve hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So I took Glenn up on it.
All right. Most of the album, therefore, are your songs, but there are a couple of exceptions. There's the Dylan arrangement of the folk song Corinna, Corinna, and then there's another Dylan song.
Yeah, the other one is a Dylan and Robert Hunter song.
Robert Hunter, yeah, the Duquesne Whistle. So what was it? I mean, that's a relatively recent song, too.
Yeah, I think that was his last album, I believe, Tempest.
Tempest, right.
Yeah.
So what attracted you to these songs in particular?
I thought they were great songs. Glenn suggested doing a couple of covers. And I think he had initially thought that it would make for, we'd do a couple of fast songs. But when I said Corrina, he jumped at it. And Duquesne Whistle, it sounded like it would be a ball to play. And David and Gillian came down and played on it. And I thought it would be a real ball to play that song with David and Gillian. And Ethan, actually, we had Dave Gillian and Ethan on different acoustic instruments all sitting in the same room playing together on that song. It was a blast.
Mm. So done that way, recorded that as way. If live, all
well,
of you in
yeah,
a room.
Most of this record, was Ethan on that? I don't know. Everything was recorded as live as possible. All the lead vocals except for on two songs are the live vocals.
Wow.
So we overdubbed a little bit of organ, a little bit of background vocals, and Ringo's tambourine, and that's the bulk of what we overdubbed.
Wow. Okay.
We had 11 days.
So, yeah.
Including the mixing.
So not a whole lot of time to sit around and do overdubs and stuff like that. Okay. Glyn Johns produced. The album is called You Should Be So Lucky. It comes out on February 18th. My guest is Ben Montench. Now, the next song you're going to play on the album, this one is on piano, but you're about to play it on guitar.
It's got electric piano on the album, but I like the mood of it better on the guitar, and I'm not a guitar player.
As you told us before.
So I'm gonna give it a shot.
All right.
You know?
Well, there's the guitar. You want to strap it on?
Let me see if I can figure this one out.
Ben Montench is my guest on Soundcheck, pianist, guitarist, vocalist, songwriter. The album's called You Should Be So Lucky, and this is the title track in a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio, Ben Montench on guitar.
Okay, if I can make this thing work, we'll play a song. The way that we made the record was it just felt like, hey, y'all, let me show you this song. So let me show you this song. Well, you should be so lucky. You should be so sly as to take my fancy, has to strike my eye. Yeah, you should be all that. You should have such stuff. Well, you should be so lucky that I would give. Who told you I was looking? Who said that I was out for any piece of the action that you were all about? Did you think you're so high? Did you think me so low? Did you think you were the question to which I couldn't say no? Well, you should be so lucky. Life should be so sweet as to find yourself one man that's worth a tenth of me, with a heart so strong and an eye so clear. Well, you should be so lucky as to make it out of here. From the day we met, I knew that we were meant for disgrace or glory, hell or heaven. Look into my eyes, my little baby blue. Bend your ear to my lips and let me tell you the news. Under another sky, under another sun, maybe some other guy could say that you were the one. But that's another story, and this one's already been told.
I hate to spoil the ending, but you are coming in from the cold. Well, ain't the river pretty? Just like a picture book. Come and walk beside me. We'll take a closer look. Show a little trust. Put your hand in mine, and I'll show you lucky while the waters rise. Yeah, you should be so lucky. Your life should be so sweet as to find yourself one man this worth a tenth of me. You should be all that. You should have such stuff. Well, you should be so lucky. But now your luck is all used up. Yeah, you should be so lucky. But now your luck is all used up.
That is Ben Montench with You Should Be So Lucky, his song from the album of the same name, which comes out on February 18th. And as Ben Mont makes his way to our piano for this next song, I'll remind you that the album comes out on the 18th, produced by Glyn Johns and featuring a cast of characters that includes Ringo Starr and Tom Petty and David Rawlings and Gillian Welch and many others. But it's just Ben Montench here in our studio today. And for a guy who told us twice already that he's not a guitarist, that was a pretty convincing performance on guitar here in the studio. Now let's hear Ben Mont back at our piano and a song called Why Don't You Quit Leaving Me Alone?
Surely you remember this old resort hotel is pink and white all over and historical as hell. And Scott and Zelda stayed here, and you and me as well. At least that's how the story goes, the porters like to tell. Now a cold, hard rain comes pouring down. It wasn't like this last time around. There's no calm center to this storm, my baby. Why don't you quit leaving me alone? There's nothing on the TV, no message on the phone, and nothing but an awful lot of nothing going on. And every radio station plays the same forsaken song. You'd think I would have had the sense to leave this place alone. Some dreams die with dignity. They fade out clean and quietly, but some won't let you let them go on, baby. Why don't you quit leaving me alone? The same old sleeper porter with the after-hours stuff. I think I'll kick the walls around and beat myself up. Some dreams die with dignity. They fade out clean and quietly. But some of them won't let you let them go. Oh, baby, why don't you quit leaving me? A cold, hard rain comes pouring down. It wasn't like this last time around. There's no calm center to this storm. Oh, baby, why don't you quit leaving me alone?
That is Ben Montench live at Our Piano. The song is called Why Don't You Quit Leaving Me Alone. It, too, will be on Ben Mont's forthcoming solo record called You Should Be So Lucky, coming out on the 18th. But Ben Mont's giving us a preview today. And, of course, on the album, the whole band is there, and that's one sound. But, Ben Mont, hearing you, just you, at Our Piano playing that song, it's beautiful. I mean, it really opens it up. Are you a fan of Randy Newman?
Big fan of Randy Newman.
Well,
absolutely.
Then I hope you will take this as the ultimate compliment, but that I was just put in mind of Randy Newman listening to you play that song.
That's a gigantic compliment. Thank you.
Well, that's
I've been a very big fan of Randy's for a very long time.
Yeah. You mentioned, too, Glyn Johns producing this record, but producer Rick Rubin is apparently a fan of yours as well. He's used you on
I've played on several records for Rick. Well, he produced Wildflowers for us. I'd worked with him a little bit before then. I'd worked with him on a Jagger record before then. Mm-hmm. Before then, yeah.
But, you know, this recent spate of, you know, beginning with Johnny Cash, of veteran musicians doing kind of stripped down, unplugged
yes.
albums, you seem to be his go-to.
Well, I've played on a few of them for him. I played on that for Cash, and I played on a couple of records for Neil Diamond that
right.
were really, really cool records and really fun to make.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good man, Neil Diamond.
So what's that like, being in the position of being, you know, kind of the central backup guy to some of the legends of music?
Well, what was great was he'd have me and Mike. Both of us, Campbell, from
mm-hmm.
the Heartbreakers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we've both loved Johnny Cash since probably we were born, you know, or since we were, I think, 3 or 4 years old and he put his first record out.
Right.
So to get to be in a room with him.
Yeah, but that's also got to be, there's got to be some intimidation. It's like, oh my God, that's Johnny Cash.
Yeah, well, I mean, I find that throughout the course of my life, most of the people that I've, you know, most of the people I get to work with have been very, very, they've been really good, and that's always like, oh my gosh, but then you get to Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a level that, you know, you get Johnny Cash and you get Bob Dylan, you know.
Yeah.
And that's as high a level as you're going to find in this lifetime, in many lifetimes.
Well, Ben Mont, we've been asking various listeners and guests and our live performers this week, a simple question that might not have such a simple answer, but with Valentine's Day coming up, what is the most romantic song of all time?
You know, there are so many astounding songs written by everybody from, you know, Irving Berlin and George and Ira Gershwin, Dorothy Fields, Jerome Kern, up to, well, Randy Newman. But I think as a song and as a record, I would say I Only Have Eyes for You by the Flamingos.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct answer. We have, that is the most romantic, I agree. It is the most romantic
song. As a record, it's one of the most outstanding and astounding records. It sounds like it's from another world.
Absolutely. And so you're making the distinction here. It's not just the song. It's this recording of the song by the Flamingos.
That recording of the song.
Because it's an older song. Comes from the 30s, I think.
Yes, and it was done really like, ah, there's stars out tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
It was done like that. And for somehow they found that thing. Whoever arranged that was a master.
Absolutely. I mean, it's almost kind of proto-psychedelic in the way the instruments, you're not sure what you're hearing.
Yeah. It's the wall of sound before the wall of sound, but it's very few instruments.
Right.
So there's nothing in the way of anything on that record. It's a dazzling record, and it always sounds to me like I'm driving somewhere and a radio station from another world comes in.
That's a really good way of putting it. Ben Montench picking the most romantic song of all time, and it's this one.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only am eyes for you.
That is the Flamingos and their version of I Only Have Eyes for You. And
don't you just picture a Manhattan in the 1950s at like 10 o'clock at night on a beautiful night and somebody walking into a recording studio, although maybe they made it at 7 in the morning, who knows, but what a lovely, magnificent piece of work.
The writer Luc Sant wrote about this recording, and he called it, I may not remember the exact words, but I think this is one of the phrases, the oral equivalent of silk.
That's beautiful.
That sound.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
What I wonder is what the original songwriters thought.
Warren and Dubin.
Yeah. Oh, was this a Harry Warren song?
I'm pretty sure it was.
And Al Dubin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as you say, you know, back in the 30s when they wrote it, it was a very different sound.
It was a very different sound. Yeah.
So the Flamingos, in our week-long question, what's the most romantic song ever? That is Ben Montench's pick. I gotta say, it's my pick too.
Yay.
You Should Be So Lucky is the name of Ben Mont's record, his first solo effort in a 37-year career. It is out on February 18th. We've been getting a little bit of a preview as Ben Montench has been performing here on Soundcheck, and this has been a lot of fun. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having me in.
Listen to that Duquesne whistle blowing, blowing like it's gonna sweep my world away. I'm gonna stop in Carbondale and keep on going. That Duquesne train gonna ride me night and day.
If you enjoyed this in-studio performance, join us nearly every weekday at 2 p.m. Eastern to listen in as we record a session for an upcoming episode of the show. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook to get updates on each day's guest. Then stream the session live at 2 p.m. Eastern on soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you back here next time.